Okay, and we're coming back in for the third hour. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barton is my name. I know we've been wading through, it's like wading through swamp stuff, and I am trying to minimize the horrors of what I read out, believe me. But today we've gone into a fair bit of detail because we had to go through the logical sequence of the reports that we did read out. But that chap, Tommy in Texas, largely agreeing that how difficult it is. Anyway, we have another caller, Kathleen in Texas. Hello.
Hi, PJ. This is Kathleen Mavorney calling, and I wanted to say that whatever you did to your sound at the 10:30 break a half hour ago, it just made it 10 times better. I could hear much better. The clarity was better.
We're getting lucky. I'm on a restricted line here because of all talk, but I was telling Sam, the board up, that's Sam doing miracles with the sound. I'll have a better VOIP system next week, and I'll sound almost like a normal human being then with a bit of luck.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I have you had a guest on 2 weeks ago, and it was breathtaking, and your breath was taken away, too. But I didn't get her name. It was about the...
Oh, I'll tell you, that was Ilana Freeland. Ilana Freeland.
Could you say that slowly?
E-L-A-N-A, Ilana Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D, Ilana Freeland.
She was fabulous, if you can ever get her again. And then if you could...
We will do. She and Jim Lee on the weaponizing of the atmosphere. But she's written two books.
Yes, and then... Yeah,
the atmosphere. That's not the exact title. But if you type that into the full spectrum dominance of the atmosphere and put in her name, that her two books will come up. Right.
Well, now I'm the only person left with a corded speakerphone and no computer. But for everybody else listening, that's great. But could you let John Stadtmiller know about her, because I'd love to have him
sometime. I heard you on his program there recently. But, oh, yeah, he knows. John has a long list of things to tackle, and he's the flagship program on RBM, really, he and Michael Rivero. And Mike Herzog has just taken a break doing something urgent. But and there's also Al Whitney and many people. There's 24 of us. But we're volunteers. We don't get paid. I just try to keep RBN going. It's a hard job in this when we've got so many enemies of the truth. That is the problem. But what tell us about
Could you possibly let him know about this guest?
I told you I did. He knows all about her, yeah.
Oh, okay. And just say her name again.
Ilana.
Could you repeat?
Freeland.
Ilana Freeland.
Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D, Freeland.
Okay, Freeland. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
No, that's fine. Anything
else?
Join
the show. Thank you.
Well, you must be very determined. My stuff is very depressing, but I try to make it interesting. But I work on this agenda because I've done a lot of work over the years on it, and I write and research a lot. And it is shocking, and I look for a respite every week. I have 23 sources of data, very valuable sources to find over the years. I lean heavily on Natural News, but they're so good, I have to acknowledge what they're doing, and they're the center of this.
Did you say it was naturalnews.com?
Yes, well, I should have enough. There was stuff here. Naturalnews.com, yeah, naturalnews.com. And it is
I'm going to let a couple people that I know with computers know about that, because the whole vaccine thing.
Can somebody not get you a computer and plug into the Internet?
Oh, no, I don't want to.
You can go to the library and do that.
I haven't left the house for almost 7 years. I hurt my back. But the thing is, I'm very happy with what I can do, and I have... I'm glad.
I see. Are you getting good medical help with your back?
Dr. Jennifer Daniels is my doctor.
Oh, very good. Okay. Well, you're connected to the system then. Okay.
No, I'm not. I mean, she's totally against. She said the best thing. She used to be on RBN, and her analysis was, no matter what you do, you are better off if you never go to an AMA doctor. So well, I believe that completely.
Nothing you need to go to. I'm not giving out medical advice. No way do I do that. And you're reading. I'm reading about all the scandals attached to medicine. But you surely need to go to a specialist on that. I don't know, but contacting Natural News. Well, it's a vast site, but do try. Well, I say somebody to print down these articles for you.
Oh no, I'd rather just hear you tell me about them.
Okay. Well, you have
well
to
anyway, God. God love you, PJ, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling in. Stay in touch, and we'll talk to you again. Okay.
And don't forget, Dr. Daniels. Well, she'll even tell you how to fix a broken leg.
I see. Okay.
You don't have to ever go again to anybody. But anyway, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. That's Kathleen in Texas. Okay. But and I'll come on to California in a minute, my favorite state here. California. Oh, God, what a place. And they're now paying gangsters down there. We'll come to that story then. But to finish off the last health story, really, the NHS in Britain is called the National Health Service. It should be called the British International Health Service because we've got immigrant health tourism going on here on a shocking scale. And probably of the 3 million legitimate European Union people living here, we have probably 1 million illegal immigrants. And like anything at the lower spectrum, 20% of the people absorb 80% of the resources. That's usually the statistics that come up when you start analyzing costs and health. But there are aspects of it that is very, very good. I've been on the receiving end of dentistry, a major surgery recently, and I'm very, very grateful. And at the end, I hit a very good specialist operating theatre here that did very good work. But I have come across some idiot dentists, and Britain is full of Eastern European dentists who are very bad English. I don't know what their training is like. And I lost a tooth over one of them. But anyway, that's a different thing. But the NHS is refusing services to smokers, obese patients, that's me, until they go to health boot camp for 6 months. Well, we'll put this under the heading of an amusing story. I'll see what this is. And we have this from Natural News, and who's writing this piece? Michelle Simmons. Okay, here we go. Obese people as well as smokers will be refused of services by the United Kingdom's National Health Service, the NHS, until they go to health boot camp for 6 months. I don't know where these are, but maybe we'll find out. And I'll come to the next call now when I finish this article. Unless they go to a health boot camp for 6 months, according to the Daily Mail. Well, the Daily Mail, I have great respect for. It's a bare-knuckled newspaper. They're not afraid of anyone. These patients will be referred to the health optimization program for the NHS and taught to improve their behavior before having surgery. Well, lifestyle can put an awful lot of weight on you. The plan will be executed in the East Riding of Yorkshire. Well, they're doing a test bed here. East Riding Clinical Commissioning Group as a health trust in East Yorkshire, which serves 300,000 patients. According to the document revealed by the Health Service Journal, the scheme will be introduced in the Vale of York in October. Well, let's just see, quickly read a piece out of this. Obese patients will be sent to weight loss and exercise classes, while smokers will be offered smoking cessation, counselling, and nicotine patches. Nicotine patches are revolting. Regardless, you get addicted to them. Regardless, if they do not lose weight or stop smoking after 6 months, they will be... It will still be foot forward for the operation. Anyway, I'll read this article after we talk to this caller. We have another caller, Rhonda in Missouri. Hello. Hello, Rhonda.
Hey. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I have a question for you. I know you're not a medical doctor, but I want to know your opinion because you seem to do a lot of research. Are you of the mindset that cancer is caused by environmentally, or is it genetic?
I don't know the answer, but again, there are outstanding articles. The guy I'm leaning on him heavily today, Mike Adams of Natural News, he's a qualified technician in research and laboratory-wise, but he pulls up all the good quality research on that question and that, and he specifically, if you go into his website, Natural News, and go to the search box, he has a fantastic search box. There's 30,000, 40,000 articles on the site, but the graphics and the way they're laid out is second to none. Put that question in, and that'll come up. That'll bring.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him, but the reason I asked is because, What?
No, but you'll get a spectrum of very good answers, and he's come up with things that have been known cures. Now, the problem in the legal carry-on in Britain and Europe and America, the word cure is outlawed, you know? And
right.
No pharmaceutical ever uses the word cure. And if you claim you have a cure and can't absolutely prove it, you'll end up in jail. That's how corrupt medicine is today.
Right. If you even get a supplement, I know the FDA says it can't be affirmed because it can't be qualified because it's not, you know, they haven't been tested to, but they have. We know. I mean, I buy Dr. Bill Deagle's products. He used to be on RBN. And the reason I asked that question about cancer, though, is my brother was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer. I think maybe only less than 100 people have had it in the last 100 years. It was histiocytic sarcoma. He had histiocytic sarcoma, and he survived that. He's the longest living patient. He's on 6 years now.
What did he do?
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Well, he went to cancerfightingstrategies.com, and the guy's a quantum physicist in Alaska.
He went to which?
And he got energized water and Bulva tea and all sorts of supplements.
He went to what? What was the place he went to?
Cancer Fighting. There's a website called cancerfightingstrategies.com.
Yes.
And he rang the bell. He was cancer free. He had in his liver. Oh my gosh, it was horrible to watch. Horrible to see him go through that. He survived, and he went through chemotherapy and also did the quantum physics, you know, medicine for that, with that cancerfightingstrategies.com. And then 2 years ago, he was diagnosed with lymphoma because, you know, have you ever heard that chemotherapy gives you cancer?
Oh, it's an appalling process. Again,
the irony of it all, EJ.
Yeah.
Right.
There are alternatives. There are absolute alternatives. There are alternatives.
Yeah, he did the alternative. But, you know, cancer is fed by sugar, and I think whatever he was giving him, you know, it's like overloading the system so that the cancer just died because it was too much of whatever it was wanting. It was like, you know, overwhelmed. So anyway, whatever, it went away, and he was doing really well. He used his own stem cells for the first one. He had to have a donor for the second one, and he's back to road of recovery. But he had a lymphoma was the second one.
Just to help, I know it's very particular to the person, but what age was he when he got his first cancer?
Well, now he's 55. I guess he was like 50 maybe when he was diagnosed with the first one.
On his lifestyle, what he worked at. But a lot of people who work in industry can pick, you know, get cancer with things from chemicals.
And that's why I asked you if you thought it was environmental. Or if you thought it was...
Of course it can be, but it's a case of getting good quality people who are not bought and paid for pimps in the medical profession, who are genuine researchers and treatment of this, to find out. But that Deagle is certainly very knowledgeable. He's now left RBN. But go and pull down some of the document research, and it's very good quality research.
But here's the interesting thing, PJ, is that's why I asked you if you thought it was environmental or genetic, because cancer doesn't typically run in our family.
I'd be stupid to prognosticate on that. It's all sorts of...
Well, okay, but listen, he used to be a pipe fitter, so he would remove asbestos from pipes.
Oh, my God.
And I think he was working... Well, here's the thing. He was working over at Monsanto, and he was doing some work on their ventilation system.
You're asking and answering your own question there. That is.
Well, I am, but I just want to, like, just say that he walked into this room and he said, he's like, uh-oh, this isn't good. And within, like, 6 months, he was diagnosed with this really rare form of cancer. But it was at Monsanto that he was...
Just briefly, I've worked at many jobs in civil engineering and in multinational corporations as a business development guy, but I have actually done for a company in Alberta, because I was a civil engineer there. One of the jobs we did in the winter indoor jobs was removing asbestos in special conditions, and I was not at risk. But 90% of casual removal of asbestos, if it gets in your system, it doesn't go out, and you're at a terrible risk. But it's a massive cancer causer, that's for sure.
He just had a really weird feeling that it was a bad idea that he walked into that room, and then, boom, he got hit with a really rare form of cancer. Like I said, less than 100 people had it within the last 100 years. So, and everybody's died within 3 years of getting it, and then he's the longest living survivor of it. But, I just wanted your opinion on if you had any,
I'm just reading out the results of things. I'm not giving out advice. I'm just giving out the extremes.
Well, I know, but you said you do some research sometimes. But I do believe that the... I'm of the mindset that because Dr. Bill Deagle works in quantum physics, as does this guy that provided this supplement that my brother took, and I think the answer it's like futuristic medicine, the quantum physics, and I think that's where everybody's going to get their answer.
Medicine. Finish up on this, but it's fair to say any bad health, I'm not talking cancer, but any bad health, you got to detox the body and clean air, clean water, and then take it from there, and then you can be treated for the ailment. But that's a fair starting point that any common sense person would use.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, again, you know, people need to dig deeper than just chemotherapy from their doctor. The guy that actually prescribed what he did for my brother, the doctors gave up on him, and this doctor that he got this supplement from, he said, maybe, because, you know, they thought he was going to die that weekend, and he didn't, but the doctor said, we talked to him, and he said, is there any way your brother can get more chemotherapy, because what I do works better with the chemotherapy. Now, isn't that interesting? That's integrative medicine. It's two things working together. But all day long, the regular... Huh?
Doctors are locked into a straitjacket of pharmaceutical medicine, and therein lies...
I agree, but isn't it funny, though, that's integrative medicine, and all day long, alternative doctors are like, go ahead and go to your doctor and do this while you do. But the pharmaceutical doctors, the regular doctors, will go, oh, no, we don't do supplements. Are you kidding me? So, anyway, for your listeners, just keep in mind any form of cancer you might have, absolutely consider those doctors that are into quantum physics and do the quantum physics medicines. Because I think there's a key there. There's a absolute... solution right there. So anyway, thank you for taking my call, PJ. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Rhonda.
All right, bye.
Talk to you sometime. Okay, but there's many, many aspects of treatment and many, many aspects, as I said, but we're not giving out medical remedies or medical treatment here. We're talking about the horror of problems in medicine and quoting research from people of appalling miscarriages of justice and medicine and the criminality in medicine at every level, and I've covered it now for nearly 2 years, and we're quoting the top class researchers. But I was referring to an article in the end that's sending people to obesity boot camp. Anyway, we're first break club, and we should be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back into the first break, after the first break of the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and I'm wading through a shocking cocktail of information on criminality in medicine, basically, and criminality everywhere. Multi-layered criminal syndicates, that's what we report on, in a way. But anyway, I'm to lighten it up a bit, it's not funny, but it is in a way. California. I couldn't do a program without mentioning California. It's an open-air lunatic asylum. There are some good people in California. We've one of them in RBM, Ron McDonald in California. It's one I know. But true, California City, let me hear this, California City will pay gang members to remain peaceful, okay? You've heard the definition of threats, intimidation, and blackmail. This has to be it. And John Rappaport, who's a very smart guy, read this article, and said, this is a satire on ultra-liberal California. Yes, it is. Fox News 40 reports, after a violent weekend of suspected gang-related shootings Tuesday, in Sacramento City Council, the Sacramento City Council took action. It approved a controversial program called Advanced Peace, which offers cash stipends to gang members to remain peaceful. I mean, why don't they just round up these gang members? This is liberal lefty policy, the Jerry Brown School of Insanity, gone absolutely insane. The program targets key gang agitators, offering them cash stipends to graduate from school to remain peaceful, but the city would still have to pay half the cost of the program, $1.5 million out of the city's general fund. In other words, Sacramento, the capital city of the state of California. Is this a city of a state of California, surrendered. Investigations, arrests, prosecutions, and prison sentences won't cut it. Here is the scenario that comes to mind. A suburban teenager on the outskirts of the city showed up in his parents' living room one day with a tattoo of a grinning skull on his neck. Don't be upset, he says. I'm joining a gang. I'll still get good grades in school, but when I graduate, the city will give me cash prize. I can use the money to start my own tech firm in our garage. Well, this is total satire. And so they can have a threat of violence and get money for it. Isn't that smart? But this is piddling stuff. Let's go all the way to Governor Jerry Brown's office. Let's have a statewide advanced peace program. Advanced peace program, what's they call it? The state, which is already $500 billion in debt, when you add the unfunded future liabilities, could throw $1 billion into a pool. Over a period of, say, 5 years, the money would be doled out to gangs based on their performance. This peaceful performance. Subtract $250,000 for every gang killing in the state, $125 for every wounding, $10,000 for every property crime, $1,000 for every drug bust. Whatever is left over for the gang is their gravy. Eventually, though, negotiations replaced the California legislature and governor with gang members. Let them run things. I'm just trying to be helpful, says John Rappaport here. I see the direction policy is taking, and I want to give it a boost and quicken the pace. After all, when gang members end up taking over the state government, all gangs would cease. All gang crime would cease, wouldn't it? I wonder. It would be reclassified as government corruption. Pop the champagne corks. This is true. I'm reporting a real thing here. John Rappaport, I'm reading out. Sacramento City is now going to pay gang members not to be violent. I'm left almost speechless. Shocking. Another aspect of the police state. Children held hostage during disturbing 9/11 type drill by school officials threatening to kill them. Matagoras is writing this on the 11th September, Activist Post, and it says, Honolulu HR, in America, modern day police state, it seems the state knows no bounds of how far it will go to keep children and adults in perpetual state of fear. A recent lawsuit out of Hawaii, where our friend Mike Rivero, who's an outstanding broadcaster, is based in Hawaii currently. A recent lawsuit out of Hawaii illustrates the extent of the American fear culture and how it's insanity in tormenting and traumatizing American youth. For more than 10 minutes, middle school children were held hostage by a raging lunatic in a man, swinging a hammer while threatening to kill them all. Naturally, his official claim, involving a school official wearing a mask. Anyway, I'll finish it. Thank you. You should be back in bed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldanysoap.com. That's oldanysoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldanysoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Okay, and we're coming back in after the bottom of the hour break of the last hour of the third hour. That was the Moon River by Akervilk. That's the only kind of break I have to something. And the listeners have something pleasant, but we're talking about an insane drill which terrorized children in a school in Hawaii under the pretense of getting them used to, should a terrorist attack happen, how they were trained to react. I said a recent lawsuit out of Hawaii illustrates the extent of the American fear culture and how its insanity is tormenting and traumatizing American youth. For more than 10 minutes, middle school children were held hostage by a raging lunatic in a mask, swinging a hammer while threatening to kill them all. Actually, officials claim the drill involving a school official wearing a mask and holding a hammer while threatening to kill children was done for the safety of the children. Well, Michelle and Eddie Chavez aren't buying that exercise. According to a report in Courthouse News, the couple has since filed a federal lawsuit over the incident. Quite right, too. An abusive lockdown drill in which a masked man threatened a middle school classroom with a hammer left the entire class in tears and left one girl with post-traumatic stress disorder, her parents say in court. Michelle and Eddie Chavez sued Hawaii and the State Department of Education on September 7th in the First District Court. According to the bizarre complaint, their daughter and her class at a Hawaiian name K. Muki Middle were watching a video about September 11, 2001 terror attacks. On September 11, suddenly a man wearing a mask rushed into the classroom and swinging a large hammer while threatening to students with serious bodily injury and or death. The complaint continues, minor and her classmates were immediately placed in fear of their lives. The masked man then walked out of the classroom with the classroom teacher running behind the masked man, apparently in pursuit of the masked man. Upon the classroom teacher's return, the teacher locked the classroom doors and called the school off to notify the school administration of the masked man. But apparently the teacher didn't know this was going to happen either. After the drill first became public in 2015, school officials were quick to defend the decision. In response to an inquiry from KHON 2 News, the TV station, the Department of Education released a statement at the time noting safety drills provide real-life situations where schools can analyze areas of strengths and weaknesses. In order to accomplish this, students are not notified when the drill takes place. Good God. According to KHON Radio, the principal at Keimuki Middle School in Hawaii told the station, sometimes they do not notify students about these lockdown drills. Sound like there seems to be a regular occurrence there. But anyway, this kind of insane carry on, and it's now triggered a lawsuit. And it's obscene. There's no other way about it. Again, attack, and living under a multi-layered criminal syndicate. They're just reporting it, and it's a deluge every week across America. And just to blow a hole in this, 35 false matches and one erroneous arrest as police secretly test facial recognition technology, which is the latest turn of events in the police state. And we have Nicholas West writing this report for Activist Post. He says, all things biometric are sweeping across the world at warp speed. This, by the way, and the Internet of Things, this insanity of having the Internet connected to your fridge and domestic appliances. I have to interrupt myself here and say, people can get into your bank account from that system. And on McAfee, with one of the best software companies in the world, apart from the fact that, don't confuse McAfee's colorful life with the skill he has applied to this. And he was saying that the most appalling carry-on, modern technology can jump from a fridge freezer internet connection to your this to that to your bank account and clean out your bank account. Go to your mobile phone, and if you have an app access to your bank account, you can be destroyed. And he knows what he's talking about. But this article is going on to saying that talking about biometric, all these biometrics are sweeping across the world in warp speed, from secrecy on planes and trains to check-ins at from security on planes and trains to check-ins at conferences and events, banking systems, etc. But the use of facial recognition technology in policing is being touted as the next big thing to keep the public safe, keep us in a prison. And really, in fact, facial recognition technology is already working on the next level of development, which researchers constructing new algorithms that supposedly can penetrate the most simple methods of avoidance, wearing a mask. However, a recent event in Britain should cause those who are high on this technology to rein in their enthusiasm. According to a Sky News report, a recent carnival in Notting Hill was treated as a testing ground for police facial recognition systems. The results were troubling. The controversial trial of facial recognition equipment at Notting Hill Carnival resulted in roughly 35 false matches and an erroneous arrest. The system only produced a single accurate match during the course of the carnival. And that carnival goes on a whole weekend, 2 days. But the individual had already been processed by the justice system between the time police compiled the suspect database and deployed it. Firstly, the fact that the general public were used as a guinea pig by the police state when they were there to enjoy the celebratory event shows the level of disdain for basic civil liberties. Secondly, the fact that the test should result in an actual questioning and detentions only doubles down on the violations of true personal freedom. Lastly, one might wonder how any matches were made to begin with. Sky News reveals what we in the U.S. also have come to learn. The government has built a secret database, including innocent people, but just been waiting for implementation. Well, the multi-layered database in America, your threat matrix score, which has been built against you as to whether you will be in martial law, which is going to be called the continuity of government, COG, when it becomes martial law in America, and they're not far away from that. Continuity of government, another nice cozy phrase. It means you're one step away from a prison camp. And if your threat matrix score is over a certain level, bang, you're going to be in prison. No trial, nothing, just it's martial law, folks. In the days before the carnival, Sky revealed the police have more than 20 million facial recognition images on the British public, including hundreds of thousands of innocent people. If you went through an airport or key train station or public facilities or some of the number plate recognition cameras, they have the capacity to do that, some of the low-level ones. I was one of the first people to spot them trialing it at Heathrow Airport in 2001, an early version of that technology on the car park entry. There are a number of legal questions surrounding the police's database, especially following a High Court ruling in 2012, which said that the retention of those images was unlawful. That ruling seems to matter little to the Metropolitan Police, that's the main police force in London, who clearly suggest that such trials will continue. Well, they will under this creature called Cressida Dick, who's the chief constable of the Metropolitan Police. A vile creature. The Met said, we have always maintained that it was a continued trial to test the technology and asked us if it could assist police in identifying known offenders in large events in order to protect the wider public. A full analysis of the deployment and a wider consultation will take place at the conclusion of the trial. The spokesman added, although no date was given for this, of course. Sky sources have suggested that the Met is planning to trial the technology at other events in the future. This is the type of lawlessness that has now taken over law enforcement in an age where the public is just expected to endure a full loss of liberty in the name of security. That is an old principle that if you give up liberty for so-called security, you're a prisoner. You're a slave, basically. I'm not quoting them exactly right. Nicholas West is writing that for Active Space, and it's a very good article indeed, etc. On another level, it was on the BBC documentary that Cathy Attila made, very good. One of the first truthful documentaries for the European Union. Amazing she retained her job. She's a very experienced reporter, and she speaks seven languages. That's definitely on. It's on YouTube. Go and look at it. It's called After Brexit, The Battle for Europe. But one of the things she focused on was Hungary. And Viktor Orban, who's the hard, tough nut Prime Minister of Hungary, is not taking any crap from the European Union, and he's built his own border walls and fences. And they've cut illegal immigration by 99%. And this article here shows that I was a fencing contractor for 10 years, folks, amongst many jobs I've done. It's a terrific piece of construction here, first-class piece of civil engineering. And Hungary's Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, has successfully slashed illegal immigration by over 99% after constructing border fences. Donald Trump, please note. In 2015, there were more than 390,000 illegal immigrants getting into Hungary. So far in 2017, the number is 1,100. Rather than a solid wall, Hungary's border is protected by twin fences and patrolled by border guards. A solid wall would have taken years to construct, and illegal immigration still would be occurring. If the Hungarians can fight this out, they can Trump. Why can't Trump do the same? I can't figure this out. Hungary's success in its wall implementation is sure to anger Brussels' EU globalists. Well, they're being threatened every day. They were hard at work implementing Angela Merkel's open door policy, which aims to erase nation-statism, culture and religion, more specifically Christianity, throughout the European continent. Well, today, it's Sunday here right now, it's 5:45 in the morning, but this is the day. Sunday the 24th will be the day Angela Merkel looks like being re-elected. But anyway, I'll go to a caller, Fred in Michigan. Okay, Fred, hello.
Hey there, man.
Hi.
Good to hear you. Hey, I just happened to catch a YouTube presentation. It's the the lady, a very brilliant young UK lass, but she goes by Brit, B-R-I-T, Brit Girl. That's her YouTube channel.
Yeah, but
the fate of Europe decided long ago. There's in 1995 some Barcelona declaration agreement with the EU in which it was decided that there would be a massive influx of African people, and she goes through a list of countries that includes Israel, Syria, Jordan. I can't remember all of them, but this is a 7-minute presentation. I really want you to check it out. And
I've seen it. Another one. I'm glad you raised this, but there's another one on there. Click down on, we'll risk click down Skype for a second, and just go into YouTube. I'll call it off to people if it comes up. 52 million Muslims in Europe, and I'll give the title of the video. It's showing the demographics that within 25 years, Europe could be a Muslim state, multi-state caliphate.
Yeah,
that is how bad it is. And I just put it into the search box here. I was looking at that amongst many things. 52 million Muslims in Europe, EUOPE, and it should come up, considering all the stuff. YouTube, by the way, is now, here it is, yeah. 52 million Muslims in Europe. That's 7.5 minutes as well. That will blow your socks off, my friend. 52 million Muslims in Europe. Go and look at that on YouTube. 7.5 minutes, and it gives the statistics and the population and the birth rate. The problem is the white population birth rate is collapsing. It's down to 1.112.
That's what Brit girls. Yeah, it's what the Brit girl said too. And but believe it or not, there are countries. I even heard this on NPR this week, serendipitously, that some, I guess, East German, East German country or province, whatever, where Angela Merkel hails from, and I guess is a, she represents them as a member of parliament. Well, they said that they made the same declarations that her and her colleagues of the Christian Democratic Party are deliberately designed to destroy the culture of Germany, and of course other countries as well. So
she's a Bilderberger. She's implementing the Bilderberger policy blatantly, and I know the Russian, the German people are asleep. They're totally asleep.
Well, the German people in this. In this one province, or whatever you call it there, I can't remember the name of the, it's a smaller city, but they're all up in arms about this. I sure hope that the people, like this Brit girl, you guys gotta figure out, man, if I was over there, I'd figure out a way to get some weapons, and if these scumbags, if I was around,
There is a party running, it's been up for 5 years, Alternative for Germany, who have an anti-immigration policy, and it's interesting to see how they'll do today. They've been around for 4, 5, 6 years. Frock Petri is the leader, and Sunday, it's Sunday here now, say the 24th, the election is today. They'll get a presence in the parliament, but Merkel will be the biggest party, and she will have to have a coalition, but she'll be back as prime minister, it looks like.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to organize over here. This is all freaking bizarre, and people got to. I can tolerate Muslim people to the extent.
Well, we're
that,
not talking about Muslim people. We're talking about extremist Muslims. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about Muslims. Extremist Muslims. That's a fair definition,
Young. And you know the extremists. The extremist Muslims are like the Shabbat Lubavitch Hasidic Jews, man. These are really bizarre entities, man. Barbara Spector, you've heard her presentations, haven't you? Barbara Spector over in Europe, she says that the Orthodox Jewish communes throughout Europe are the instigators of all this forced migration, because she says Europe must resign itself to becoming multicultural, fully integrated, or it's going to die. Barbara Spector, and I can guarantee you, she is a shab elitist opera.
I'll stay out there. We'll just finish up this after the break with a short break, and then we'll finish today. But hang on.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, and we come straight back in to finish up. Right, Michigan, if you can finish up on that, what your final thoughts on that?
Okay, so the radical Islamists remind me of the radical Judaists, the Shabbat Lubavitchers. These alien life forms show up all over the place, and they have, and let's see, it was 20 March 91 over here. It's known as Noahide Laws Education Day. Public Law 102-14, a whole group of Shabbat Lubavitchers surrounded at the signing of that legislative act, which provides that anyone at some point in time that anyone that is found to be worshiping a god other than the Shabbat Lubavitch god, which is Satan, Lucifer, Jabalon, is to be beheaded. And that's consistent with the radical Islams who say that the infidel must convert or be beheaded. So I can virtually guarantee that the radical Islamists and any other radical group is being sponsored, funded, equipped, trained by these radical Talmudic Judaists called Shabbat Lubavitchers. And I can guarantee you, in London, the radical Jews have their own Scotland Yard police force guarding their neighborhood. Did you know that?
Sorry, say that again.
The Orthodox Jewish Talmudic community in London, and throughout UK, they have Scotland Yard guarding their neighborhood. They have their own Scotland Yard police force guarding.
That happened in one instance last year. That's not going on per se. That's after one instance last year. You can't extrapolate.
Yeah, it was just one.
Okay.
I see. Well.
Okay.
Well, I hope the Brits wake up.
I doubt if they will. I doubt if they will. It's like Germany. But anyway, we're coming near the end of the program, and we'll talk to you sometime soon, okay, Fred? But I was reading a piece here. I'm running out of time on it. But Viktor Orban of Hungary, and he has made an alliance with the Poles, the Czechs, and the Slovakian Republic, and they are running their own policy within the European Union, and it's heading for a shocking conflict, that's no doubt about it. But they're absolutely right. And you have Nigel Farage going around talking at their events at every time. But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens today in Germany. It's just turned the hour here. Well, it's nearly off midnight Central Time. But the election today in Germany is always on the Sunday, and about Merkel, etc. Anyway, we've come to the end of the program, and it's fair to say we'll be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending.